Hi, Jay's here to tell you all about our friends over at the Francis Forever podcast. Francis Webb has always struggled with their future, but on their 18th birthday, they decide that they want to live forever. Francis, along with their good friend Saturn, has to navigate their way through mysterious books, fading spirits, and much worse. Francis Forever is a mystery adventure podcast about mortality, the pursuit of knowledge, and self-discovery. You are listening to Seven of Hearts.
Happy birthday, Alex!
Oh, God, we really don't have
Come
to...
Come on, blow out the candles.
Is this one actually edible?
How dare you doubt my cake-making abilities?
You don't have the best track record. Do you not remember the cake from Anthony's birthday?
Hey, that cake was good.
I've seen you eat food off the floor, Anthony. You have low standards.
At 2, Brute?
Sorry, Chrissy, I love you, but you can't bake.
Don't act like you could do any better.
Well, that's not fair. He can make pretty decent cookies.
Thank you, Oscar.
It looks really pretty, at least.
Dahlia and Anthony are my only friends now. The rest of you are dead to
what?
Me.
Come on!
You betrayed my trust.
We're stating honest facts.
What? Who the hell were they?
Just a minute. Devin?
Hey, Alex. I wanted to check on you.
Oh. thanks. Do you want to come in?
Yeah, sure. I brought some soup, if you want it.
Thanks. That was nice of you.
Of course. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Just sick. I'll get over it.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah, it happens. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Have you talked to Carm about it? If it's like a chronic illness thing, Z could probably relate.
I haven't. It's not a big deal, Devin. Just something I have to deal with.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No. No, there isn't, but thank you.
Should he be drinking right now?
I could either be drunk and sick, or sober and sick. Might as well choose the slightly more bearable option.
I see.
How are you?
I'm fine.
That definitely sounds fine.
Really, I am.
Do you want to talk about it?
No. No, I do not.
Do you want to watch something and sit in silence?
Yeah, sure.
Can I just vent to you for a second about something super dumb that I shouldn't even be this upset about?
I suppose. What's going on? Are you alright?
I'm a fucking coward. I keep trying to talk to Connor about us maybe having a queer platonic relationship, and I keep chickening out of it. I had an anxiety attack and left last time I tried.
Oh, I'm sorry. That does sound frustrating.
It is. It really is. It's just... Gah! I shouldn't be this anxious. I shouldn't be this scared to just have a conversation. Even if he doesn't want the same thing, it's not... It's got to be better than just constantly second-guessing myself and overthinking every tiny little thing. I just want to be done with the constant anxiety.
Telling him would relieve the anxiety, but you're too anxious to tell him?
Exactly. You see the problem?
I do. It's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it?
It is, and I hate it.
I wish I had some sort of advice to give you. I haven't been in many relationships.
Weren't you anxious about asking out Sal?
Not particularly. I didn't have much to lose. I mean, he was very attractive and funny, but we'd only spoken a couple of times.
What about Alex? Sorry, I shouldn't have...
I was smitten with them from the moment I first saw them. We were friends for quite a while before I gathered my courage, but I'd known since the beginning what I truly wanted.
And how did you gather the courage?
I don't entirely know. Truth be told, it was a long time ago. And it's not as if... I suppose it just became unbearable. It got to the point where even if I risked losing their friendship, the reward was greater than the risk. I suppose. And I hoped, despite my anxiety... I mean, there were many clear indicators they felt the same. I knew I stood a chance. At least, logically. And, well, I hoped that our friendship was strong enough to withstand it, if I was wrong.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I hope I didn't upset you, or drag up any hard feelings.
It's fine. Like I said, it was all a very... long time ago now. I've gotten over it. I do hope that was helpful in some way.
Yeah, I think it was. Thanks, Zach.
You're very welcome, Carmen.
Courage. Just gather your courage. Who the fuck says stuff like that anyway?
Good morning, Olivier.
Nope.
I'll get it one of these days.
There's nothing to get.
So, are you ready?
Oh yeah. Brought a whole bag full of snacks, all my face masks, some nail polish, a sketchbook in case I want to do something with my hands, and one of those adult colouring books you like so much. And this one has swear words in it.
You know me so well.
I do. Let's get this marathon started.
I can't believe we got this behind.
We're too busy to watch it together. And you know you're not allowed to watch it without me.
And you're not allowed to watch it without me.
Precisely. Besides, how long can 10 episodes really take to watch?
Well, they are 40 minutes long.
Shush. It's fine. It's fine.
Go grab the blankets. I'll start popping the popcorn.
Roger that. Sal! Your room is a mess.
I can't hear you. Popcorn popping.
Ridiculous man. Oh. I can't believe you still have this.
Hmm? The pocket watch. Where did you find it?
It was on your floor. I nearly stepped on it. You really need to clean in here?
Yeah, shush. I thought I lost this.
Do you? Do you remember when we were, like, 10 and we found it?
We did that stupid marriage pact. We're both still single by 20.
We thought that was so old. Remember I told you you weren't gonna find anyone else and you'd be stuck with me?
And I told you it wasn't gonna happen. Whoever won the bet got to keep the watch.
Yeah. Guess you won.
Yeah. Ollie...
Bit of a pity Zach doesn't start with an O. Because
it's
of the
just
engraving.
Initials, Ollie. They don't mean anything.
Yeah. Did you ever find out what it stood for?
No. The S plus O will remain a mystery, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so.
And I get it, if they actually don't feel well, but we've been planning this marathon for weeks. I can't believe they just left.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
Sal, I'm gonna have to call you back.
Okay, is something wrong?
No, it's fine, I'm just getting another call from myself?
What? Don't answer that.
Who are you?
Hello, Connor Montez.
Yeah, that's me. Again, who are you?
That's not important. I'm here to give you a warning.
No, I want answers.
Your days are numbered. I would suggest you start acting like it.
What? What does that even mean?
It doesn't have to be this way. There is still time. If you make the correct decision.
What's the correct... What? What?
What do you want?
I came to check on you.
Everyone is very concerned about my health these days.
Should they not be?
You know this happens every time.
But it usually isn't this bad.
No. No, it isn't.
I see. I
don't want to hear it.
I'm just trying to help you. You don't need to be so hostile.
I think I'm having deja vu.
Funny. It doesn't have to be like this between us.
You keep saying that, and you keep being wrong.
I don't know why I bother anymore.
Me neither. Goodbye, Zacharias.
Whatever.
Jesus. Hello, sweetheart. Did you miss me? I missed you too, Apollo. You know, you're the clingiest cat I've ever met. You're clingy. I'm depressed and antisocial. What a pair we are, right? I do try. You know that, right, Apollo? I really do try. I'm okay, Apollo. I'm fine. It's okay. Don't give me that worried look. Come on, let's go read something. I'll read it out loud to you if you're good. And don't try to tear up my blanket. Deal? Okay, let's go.
God, I can't fucking do this anymore. How could I forget about the stupid pocket watch and his stupid... We made a fucking marriage pact. How the fuck am I meant to just act like I don't have feelings for him or... Oh, God. I hate my fucking life. What?
Is this Ollie?
Yes. Who is this? How did you get this number?
My name is Nick Anderson. I'm a reporter, investigating the deaths around town. I have reason to believe that there's something more going on here. I'd like to talk with you about it.
This was Seven of Hearts. In this episode, Carmen was voiced by Caspian Palemoon, Connor was voiced by Cry MJ, Sal was voiced by Felix Bozorski, Alex was voiced by Jace Pelletier, Devin was voiced by Riley Deegan, Ollie was voiced by Beth Barrett, and Zach was voiced by Daniel Freeberg. This episode also featured the voices of Luca Miller as Nick, Vincent Meyer as Anthony, Byron J. Fitterly as Oscar, Raphael Leroy as Chrissy, Oscar Tumbleweed Tom Ramos as Dante, and Kat Lazarus as Dahlia. Script by Jace Pelletier and sound design by Caspian Palemoon and Jace Pelletier. Thank you for listening.